When a 911 call came into Parma Regional Dispatch on an early morning, it was anything but routine. A mother and her young child were trapped in their home as flames spread through the building. Dispatcher Hilary Sakic took the call just minutes before the end of her shift, while colleagues Keisha Crody and Jordan Mlady scrambled to verify the address and guide responders. The caller, calm for her child's sake, gave an address that mapping systems couldn't verify. Without visible smoke to guide them, first responders searched the area while dispatchers worked to pinpoint the correct location. That's when Rapid SOS made the difference. Keisha Crody recalls, "We were all frantic, trying everything we could to verify the address. But it was Rapid SOS that showed us the true location. The house was behind a business, not at the address given. Without it, crews might have lost precious minutes circling the wrong place." For Keisha, the call hit even harder. "I'm a new mom, so when I heard a child was trapped, it got personal fast. You have to turn that off to stay calm, but it never leaves you." Working side by side, the team pieced together the caller's descriptions with Rapid SOS location data. Dispatchers relayed exact visuals, the business in front, the garage behind, guiding officers and firefighters to the right spot. Within moments of arriving at the correct window, crews made contact with the mother and child. "Once units were on scene, it took about a minute to find them and get them out," Hilary recalls. Hearing her say, "They're at my window," I felt so happy and relieved. For Jordan, who grew up in a firefighting family, the incident reinforced why Rapid SOS is indispensable. "My partner kept getting the same wrong address. Without Rapid SOS, it would have taken us longer, maybe until flames broke through. With it, we cut that time down to almost nothing." TJ Martin, manager of the center and a retired firefighter, witnessed the event unfold from his office. "There were no visible flames outside yet, no big smoke header to guide crews. Without Rapid SOS, we would have been searching blind. With it, dispatchers pinpointed the house with pillar accuracy. Two people are alive today because of their quick actions and the technology in their hands." The teamwork was seamless. As Hilary kept the caller calm and relayed updates, Keisha and Jordan cross-referenced tools, and fire dispatch verified Rapid SOS coordinates over the radio. The atmosphere in the room was tense but focused. "Everybody clicked into go mode," Keisha said. "It was intense but cohesive. We all knew what needed to be done." In less than a minute after firefighters located the house, both victims were pulled to safety. The impact wasn't lost on the team. It could have ended tragically, Hilary reflected. Instead, it had the best outcome, mom and child safe. For TJ, the lesson is clear. There's no consideration. You have to have Rapid SOS. Even if you start small, build on it. Especially with Next Gen 911, this technology is the key to saving lives.